Imagine snorkeling in a lagoon filled with brightly coloured tropical fish, watching large stingrays swim past just centimetres away, and then heading out to the sunken wreck in the centre of the lagoon and peering in through the glass to watch sharks and barracuda basking in the sun. You don't need to go to the Caribbean to experience this. At Discovery Cove in Orlando, it's all part of a normal day. Laura Simmons is their aquarium supervisor.
We put animals in this area that we knew would interact well with guests, that would not only be comfortable in their environment, but also that would not harm our guests. Obviously, the stingrays can't harm our guests. We make sure that they know how to swim with an animal when the guests come in. We talk to them about that. But if an accident were to occur where a guest were to trip and fall and accidentally touch an animal in the wrong place, their barb has been trimmed slightly, so it's just like trimming a dog's toenails. We don't have to worry about that animal accidentally stinging your person because we do trim them, and they grow back constantly. So that's part of our maintenance. That's part of the husbandry of the aquarists. We are debarbing stingrays on a regular basis, but it's actually a nice, very easy procedure because we've been doing it for so long and we know how to handle the animals. But as far as caring for the animals, it goes down to the water quality alone. We make our own seawater. We monitor the water throughout the day, every hour, and we make sure that all of the water parameters are just right for those animals. Everything from the salinity to the temperature to the pH levels, everything has to be just right. Also, we have our aquarist on duty all day. We prepare all of their food and feed them continuously throughout the day, depending on the species. Obviously, a shark only eats about 3 times a week, so we only feed them 3 times a week. But our fishes will be fed up to 4 times in a day, and we not only have the opportunity to do that, watch the animals, make sure that they're doing well. Observations are important skills that all of the keepers keep in mind, so we're always watching the animals. Observation is a very important concept. So, gosh, caring for these guys, it's a laborious process. I don't even know where to begin other than to say it starts with the bare minimum of watching the water quality, making sure that their food is always exactly right, making sure that it's healthy. We give them vitamins and mineral supplements. And as far as being with the guests, it's not even a problem. It's as if they're swimming with each other. You know, we have very small fish swimming with very large stingrays, and they can cohabitate very, very nicely. One of the greatest parts about Discovery Cove is that it is a place where guests get to come and relax, and it's not overcrowded because we only allow a certain number of people in during the day, and we know what our capacity is. And so this habitat has been equipped specifically for that number of guests.
And what about things like, because I know it always happens, the kids pee in the pool and things like that. And then you've got, I don't know, lotions and potions in your hair and suntan lotion and so on. How does that affect them?
Well, first of all, like I was saying, water quality. That's very important to us. We have one of the greatest filtration systems around. So any bacteria or any contaminants that might be in the water, ozone, ozone, ozone. It's a wonderful gas that helps to sterilize the water. Our system turns over in less than 2 hours. So it's a very, very fast, very powerful system. And by sending all of the water through ozone, we're sterilizing the water as it goes through our filtration systems and our back areas. So we don't have a concern as far as the children. We know that that's a normal body function and sometimes they can't help themselves. We do have a special protocol if anything in addition might happen, if someone has an upset stomach, so to speak. We actually can clear out the waterways, and it only takes about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes until that water has been completely circulated 2 times. So that's a simple gross fact that we deal with, and we're used to it. So, you know, you deal with that as it comes. With the lotions, that's actually the greatest part. Panama Jack has made a special formula sunscreen just for Discovery Cove. It's 30 SPF, and it is animal safe. It was tested for a very long time. It was actually tested to make sure that the metals and any of the ingredients that would go into the water can't harm a fish. So that's an easy one. We made a special sunscreen just for our animals.
And all the animals that you've got here, where did they come from originally?
A huge portion of them were actually born in our parks. Many of our stingrays were born right here at Discovery Cove, but before that, they were at SeaWorld of Florida. That's the other nice thing about our tide pool habitats. All of our clownfishes that are in the reef or in the tide pools, all of our dottybacks, those are all aquacultured animals. There are places that raise exotic aquatic life. Some of our animals are from the Florida Keys, and then many of them came from SeaWorld from all of our SeaWorld parks. We actually, that's the nice part about having so many parks groups, that we were able to bring animals in from our other areas. We do have some animals that were collected in the Keys. And then, as I said, most of our sharks were born at SeaWorld of Texas. We have an eagle ray that was born at SeaWorld of Texas. So they come from all over.
That's Laura Simmons from Discovery Cove.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.